I'm Tim Curran. This is Panther Preview, brought to you by Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. Joining me on a beautiful Thursday evening here at the Beverly High School tennis courts, next to the pit, is football head coach Jeff Hutton. Jeff, big game this week going against Danvers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of like, you know, we have Thanksgiving with Salem, but I feel like even when I was here as an assistant, Danvers is kind of like that other rival, you know. They're right next door, I guess you'd call it like your kissing cousin, you know. And, you know, I remember when I was just telling the story to the kids on the field that when I was here before, there was a lot of, you know, let's just some extracurriculars between our kids and their kids because our kids were dating some of the girls from there and vice versa, and that caused for some nice stories, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you'd wish you had a microphone to record the conversations going along the offensive and defensive lines during those occasions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? Everybody healthy this week?
Yeah, we're getting guys back. We're still missing Brendan McCarron, but hopefully we get some good news. He was out for mono, and I think we might get him back next week, and that helps us out. You know, he plays tight end, running back on offense, and he's one of our safeties and outside linebackers on defense.
Sticking with the same game plan that we've seen all season?
Yeah, well, I think last week we got a chance to see some of our younger guys, and I think, you know, Roman Sullivan as a sophomore, I mean, he carried the ball, I think, 18 or 19 times for about 75, 80 yards and really showed some burst and some good field vision, and I think he's the type of kid that the more carries he gets, he's really going to be a good running back for us.
Yeah, we talked about last week after the game about you use all the bullets in the gun to shoot yourself in the foot during the course of that game. Yeah. Was that a point of emphasis for this week?
Yeah, it always is. And I think we had stressed, you know, last week, we need to play with some emotion and enthusiasm. And we did. And for weeks, we haven't been. So you spend all your time trying to, like, get them excited and how to play football the right way that sometimes you don't get to the real coaching and fixing the little mistakes that they make or, like, steps or this or that. So now we're like, okay, now we've gotten to that plateau. Now we can fix some of those little things that we're still doing wrong, but at least we're doing them at full speed now.
Was that a point for when you talked to them after the game in the film session of the heightened sense of whether it was urgency or intensity that they played with that was producing really solid results in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, like I think I told you last week, we showed like 12 clips where it was like no enthusiasm, where like a kid would make a big play and nobody would come and high five, or where there was a complete lack of effort where five or six linemen were watching the play unfold 20 yards downfield. So the kids, you know, our point of emphasis was we want to see you in the film. You know, we always, we preach pursuit, but it just wasn't happening. So we were able to count on screen nine guys by the ball on defense, right? And it makes a difference. Same thing on offense. When you got guys running downfield, pushing piles and making things happen, one more block, you know, that was a couple more first downs for us that we didn't get last week.
Right.
Or 2 weeks ago, I should say. Sorry.
Okay. As we look towards the end of the season, have you made contact with other coaches in terms of possible fill-in games?
Well, I mean, that's kind of, you got to wait and see what happens. You know, who knows? We win these next three, we could be back in the playoff scene again. Right now, I think we're number 20 out of, we're just outside of it. But, you know, a couple wins here and there, and some of those other teams have some good records. So a win against Danvers will put us in the right way. You know, if we get to Marblehead and, you know, who knows, 3-4, got Danvers a home game last year.
Well, we have to look back only to 2010, and the Panthers didn't start out well. Ended on an extremely high note and ended up riding that wave of enthusiasm and momentum into the playoffs and brought home a first Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is I showed them the highlights from that Super Bowl last Friday night. You know, maybe that made them a little more excited. And some of those kids didn't know that story, that they started 0-5. I mean, obviously it was a little different then, but, you know, and it was kind of cool listening to the commentary, how it kind of paralleled that season, that game, down in the first half, fought to come back to win in the second half there.
Yeah, and it was amazing. Even though they lost to Salem on a Thanksgiving Day, it didn't dampen their enthusiasm or their intensity for the playoffs.
No, I think it made them hungrier because they went into that game. I was coaching then, thinking that, it's just Salem. We're going to the playoffs. Yeah. We're better. And it mattered to Salem, and it didn't matter to those guys. And that's why they made sure that when they put their record on the ring, it was 7-6. They wanted the record to symbolize, hey, you did great, but don't take anything for granted.
Exactly. Okay, well, hopefully that message has resonated with the kids, because, like you said, there's always a lot of enthusiasm for the Divas game, and you hope it translates into a positive result.
Yeah, I mean, we love playing at home, but there's something about Friday Night Lights, isn't there, Tim?
Yes, there is. Listen, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of this gorgeous evening.
I'm going to. Thanks, Tim.
All right, buddy. Thanks.